It's Thursday, January 12th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Sudanese pastor Hassan Abdurrahim will face a court decision in less than 2 weeks that could end in a death sentence. Please pray for his deliverance. You can join over 112,000 people and sign a petition to save the pastor's life at the ACLJ website. President Barack Obama gave his valedictory speech to the nation from his hometown of Chicago on Tuesday night. He bid farewell with tears, saying, quote, "Yes, we did," unquote. Pew Research indicates that Obama leaves the presidency with race relations at new lows and a rise in atheism, according to WorldNet Daily. No mention was made in Obama's speech about the need for repentance or the fear of God. The Lord God says, "Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin." Ezekiel 18:30. In his first press conference yesterday since the election, President-elect Donald Trump said for the first time that Russia was likely behind the election hacking. Trump also denounced a Russian dossier making sexual allegations against him as, quote, "fake news," unquote, and, quote, "phony stuff," unquote. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe signed Executive Order 61 last Thursday, according to the Christian Post. The order prohibits the state from giving contracts to companies that do not have so-called anti-discrimination policies concerning gender identity and sexual preference. On Tuesday, Planned Parenthood partner Stem Express dropped their lawsuit against pro-life journalist David DeLeiden, who exposed the company's profiting from the sale of baby body parts. Stem Express was referred for criminal investigation by Congress last week. Apologia Church in Tempe, Arizona, outside Phoenix, is no megachurch. In fact, they only have 150 members, but they're making a mega difference. The Worldview talked with Jeff Durbin, the young pastor of this Reformed church, who felt convicted that the church needed to plead with women outside their local abortion mill not to kill their babies.
First day we went, very first day, outside Planned Parenthood in downtown Phoenix, two 16-year-old girls come up. We talked to them, and they said, okay, we're not going to do it. We're not going to have the abortion. And so we immediately took them to a Christian adoption agency and to a crisis pregnancy center. That was our very first day out there preaching the gospel and trying to rescue these babies. God gave us this immediate fruit. Since that time, over 60 babies that we know of have been saved. I've gotten to hold these babies in my arms. Twin girls, a little boy named Carmelo. It has been life-changing. It's transformed me completely.
Pastor Durbin explained the three key messages that they communicate with signs and verbally from the moment the young women get out of their cars until the moment they go inside the abortion mill's front door.
It's not ultimately complicated. There's just three things we cycle through from door to door. One, we plead with them, please don't kill your baby today. Please don't murder your child. We'll help you. Number two, there is hope in Christ. You need to turn from your sin to trust in Christ for forgiveness and salvation. And number three, what do you need? We will help you. Can we please talk to you? Let us listen to you. Do you need a place to live? Do you need food? Do you need a job? Do you need anything? We will adopt your child. And this has probably been the thing that's been the most heart-wrenching in terms of when we call out and say we will adopt your child. When we say that, we mean it. We have a lawyer on standby that will take care of everything. We as a church are fully in support of this and will pay for everything. We have at least 10 families at church that are willing to do this. The thing that has been the most heart-wrenching is when you call out to these women and you say, we'll adopt your child, they turn around, and I've heard this more times than I can count at this point. They say, I could never give my baby up for adoption. And then they turn around and they go inside and they kill their child. The fundamental message that we have is just threefold, and that's basically it. It's not complicated.
As a direct result of Apologia Church's obedience, not only have they saved the lives of 60 babies, but 20 churches across America are now saving countless babies themselves. And now they're putting together a conference called End Abortion Now in Phoenix this spring about how your church can have the same impact. They're even raising the money to fly pastors to the conference. Learn more. Watch the video at endabortionnow.com. Finally, a German father is being hailed as a hero after rescuing his daughter earlier this week from assault by a Syrian. The drunken Syrian man had punched the girl almost unconscious before the father arrived on the scene and physically restrained him until police arrived. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.